hustle hard, hustle every single day. I'll be making moves till I'm buried in my grave. To the system, I don't wanna be a slave. I've been doing shit my way, or the highway.
Resources, not rhetoric. Why our youth don't listen anymore. We raised our kids to believe that in order to be somebody, you've got to make a lot of money. We raised them to be conspicuous consumers. And now that they are exactly what we raised them to be, we're asking what's wrong with them. The truth is simple. They are a printout of what adults have always believed about themselves. If we want to get them back, we must do more than preach. We must provide them with resources and opportunities. Without that, we won't get their attention. Beyond religion and culture. Let's be honest. In the church, we give them religion. In the community, we give them culture. But that's not enough. Young people are asking, what jobs do we have? What training programs do we offer? What small business grants exist for us? They are not wrong to demand this. As long as the white man controls the resources and opportunities, he will continue to take the best of us. Until we organize our money and create systems, institutions, and programs, we will keep losing our young people. Is the generational divide real? Yes, there is a generational divide. But here's the bigger truth. The divide is not the main issue. The real issue is disorganization and dependency. Older generations often criticize youth instead of building infrastructure. Younger generations distrust leadership because they don't see results. This cycle of blame distracts us from the real task, creating resources and opportunities that speak louder than rhetoric. Religion as sedation. Too many of us walk around with an invisible insurance card in our pocket. We think, as long as I stay prayed up, everything will work out. That's not faith, that's docility. It's not the religion itself, but the way it's been taught to black people. Religion has been weaponized to sedate us, to keep us waiting on divine rescue instead of practicing divine agency. The message must shift. God empowers us to act. Liberation requires agency. Prayer without work is empty. Focus where it counts. Another hard truth, we're not going to take everybody with us. Some black folks will protect white power before they protect their own people. Jesus said, go fishing. Fishing means knowing that not every fish will be caught. Out of every 10 people, maybe 2 are ready to be saved, to be organized, to build. The other 8 may not be. That's not failure, that's strategy. Therapists know this too. The first session is about deciding whether the client even wants to change. You don't waste energy on someone who refuses to act. The same principle applies to our liberation work. Invest in the willing. The bottom line. The generational divide is real, but it's not the real enemy. The true battle is against passivity, disorganization, and dependency on others for survival. To win back our young people and secure our future, we must change the mindset from dependency to agency. Build systems of jobs, training programs, and small business funding. Stop chasing everyone. Focus on those ready to work. Organize our money to create real opportunities. That's the difference between talking about liberation and actually practicing it. Enter the Black Infrastructure Trust, BIT. The Black Infrastructure Trust is our vehicle for practicing liberation. BIT exists to do the one thing we've never done on a mass scale: pool our money, organize it, and use it to create jobs, training programs, housing, medical care, and business opportunities for our people. Where the church gives religion and the community gives culture, BIT gives infrastructure. It ensures that when our young people ask, "What jobs do you have? What opportunities can I access?" we have a real answer backed by real resources. This isn't charity. This is ownership. Every member has a stake, every contribution fuels programs, and every dollar builds power we can pass to the next generation. Join the Founders Circle. Every movement begins with a committed few. That's why we're building the Founders Circle, the first wave of members who will put their weight behind this vision and make it real. The first responsibility of the Founders Circle is simple but historic: to create the legal structure for the Black Infrastructure Trust as a 501c4. Founders commit to a one-time contribution of $100 to fund our launch, filing fees, legal counsel, and organizational infrastructure. But this isn't a donation, it's equity. Here's how it works. Every member of BIT contributes $1 per week, which builds their equity share in the trust. Likewise, every founder's one-time $100 contribution is converted into equity. For example, 100 founders contributing $100 each equals $10,000 of founding equity in the trust. This means founders don't just seed the organization, they own part of its foundation. Their contributions are recorded and permanently reflected in the trust share system. The Founders Circle isn't about waiting for permission. It's about proving that we can organize ourselves, fund ourselves, and build for ourselves, without asking anyone else for a seat at their table. If you're ready to stop talking and start building, join the Founders Circle today. Contact me at hegyarl.com. I don't do this for followers, likes, but for committed members. If you're still here, it's because something real hit you. But understand this, real talk ain't here to entertain, go viral, or win likes. We don't move for algorithms, we move for liberation. So don't just listen. Reflect. Connect. Build. I'm not looking for clicks. I'm looking for commitment. Because the truth is, the time for performative outrage is over. What I'm here to do is connect with the ones ready to move, ready to think differently, build differently, and live free on our own terms. This is about one thing: liberation under black management. Until the next episode, stay sharp, stay building, and stay black on purpose.